Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Welcome, everybody, to tonight's edition of Attention Talk Radio. It's Wednesday, December the 21st, in the year 2011, at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and with us in our virtual studio is the AD Diva herself, Linda Rogley, and she's brought some surprise guests with her tonight, and I'm going to let her introduce them in a couple minutes. Before we do, we don't have a lot of announcements, but just a few. One, if you're interested in keeping up with Attention Talk Radio, I have two suggestions for you. One is, if you want it delivered to your inbox, go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/Attention Talk Radio. Click on the advertisers and giveaway section, and there's an area that you can just put in your email address. We'll put you on our newsletter, so twice a month we'll actually send you an email, and it's got all our upcoming shows. And if you're a Facebook person, I encourage you just to go to facebook.com/Attention Talk Radio and just like us. And while you're there, I encourage you to check some of our photos, because Miss Rogley has got one planted on my cheek, which we're going to talk about a little later tonight, with this gorgeous kind of little hat, which will dovetail in tonight. But again, those are two really good resources. And of course, you can just go to Attention Talk Radio to catch upcoming shows and our archives as well. But enough of that. We're here to talk to Linda tonight. Linda is the founder of the Whimsical AD Diva Network, which supports ADD-ish women, 40 and better, as they finally discover who they want to be when they grow up. She claims the title AD Diva herself, for herself, and all the women who, despite best intentions, forget appointments, read five books at a time, have illegible handwriting, burn the lasagna because they're outside planting the flowers. Linda is a PCC coach. Hails from the North Carolina area. She also runs the AD Diva Network, which gets together, I believe, on a monthly basis. There's a variety of things. There's community calls, there's workshops, and all kinds of stuff. So if you're in that realm and you want to find some things out, we'll talk about that. We'll actually just go to addiva.net to learn more information on that. And with that, Linda, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jeff. How are you this evening?
I am spectacular. You know, leading into the show, I was doing a little bit of research. I can't believe I've been doing this for a couple years, and I think you're breaking the record tonight. You have been our most our guest with the most appearances now, with
frequent,
four.
I'm a frequent flyer, Miles?
There you got it, a frequent flyer guest.
I got it. Thank you. That's an honor. Thank you.
I have to come up with some awards program. Maybe bring green stamps back or something, for what, I don't know.
Oh,
but anyway.
Oh, man. SMH. You know, that'd be cool. But then I would lose them. Darn.
Oh, no, you wouldn't, because you'd remember you'd want to cash them in on whatever giveaway we have. I can guarantee you that.
That's right. And probably would be my book, right?
Yeah, I would just do that just so I could get written in your book. Which, by the way, everybody, we're going to talk a little bit later tonight in detail about Confessions of an AD Diva, which is Linda's most recent book. Actually, we're going to talk about it a lot tonight, but we're going to go into a few other things first, actually Chapter 3, and we'll come back and talk about the book at large. And to do this, I want to kind of frame some stuff out to make sure that I don't get myself in trouble. Linda's a coach. She's not a mental health professional. But as a coach, Linda, she looks at things very practically, and she's very creative in her mind. She has a good way of taking a look at some things and framing out in what I call mental models, so other you guys can to do some other things. But it's a way of thinking about it, or a way of paying attention to something that enables you to make sense of something and to come up with a practical way of dealing with it in everyday life. And when Linda was writing this book, I understood that she had a chapter in it that was like formally titled "Let's Skip Over This Part," I believe. And she reworked the chapter and thus retitled it to "The Hot Fudge Sundae." So I'm not so sure I know how you get from "Let's Skip Over This Part" to "Hot Fudge Sundae," but we're going to let her tell us about that. And I believe some of the roots of this goes back into a children's book that you read that kind of helped you understand stuff. So can you tell us about the space that we're talking about here, and then kind of like how it led into the chapter, and then you can introduce us to your friends, and we'll go from there.
I would love to. And, you know, I actually didn't – it wasn't an either-or situation. It was actually not Hot Fudge Sundae or Let's Forget About This Chapter. I actually kind of merged them together. As Jeff said, I read over and over and over and over again what these neurotransmitter things were. And I just, every time I'd read it, I'm going to memorize this, I'm going to get it in my head, and I just couldn't get it in my head. I needed some kind of practical, as Jeff said, kind of an on-the-ground kind of thing. I needed some kind of graphics. I needed something to cement this in my brain. And amazingly enough, the best place that I found was a book that, I don't even know if it's still in print or not, but I ordered it from Dr. Patricia Quinn's website, which is advance.com. It's called Attention, A Girl's Guide to ADHD. And then on the subtitle of it was Don't Lose This Book, which I just loved it. I thought that was perfect, you know.
Note to self.
Yeah, exactly. It was written by a woman whom I've tried to be in touch with. I can't find her anywhere, but it was written for her daughter. She wasn't ADHD, but her daughter was. And her daughter was like in the seventh grade. So the book was organized in a way that you had some information that was presented very concretely, which is, again, what I needed. And then there would also be some conversation with a kind of a made-up character who was kind of being a seventh grader and talking to her friends and that kind of stuff. And it was a very simple way, and it finally got kind of in my brain what this was. But even though the fact that I now kind of knew that, okay, there's neurotransmitters and they jump across this synapse thing and so forth, I couldn't remember the names of them. Moreover, I couldn't remember what they did. So let me tell you what happened for me and when I finally got it.
Excellent.
I decided I really needed to figure this out, so I actually bought neurons. I mean, literally, they were like fuzzy, honest-to-God, like stuffed neurons. They had little dendrites on one end, which were little wavy things. You know what neurons look like. You've probably seen pictures of it in books
uh-huh.
and stuff like that. And they have this kind of web that all goes together, right? And let's face it, we all probably know from 6th, 7th grade biology or whatever that this is an electrical system, which doesn't feel electrical, right? But it's low-voltage electricity that's running through our body and connecting all these nerves and making us do the things I'm doing, talking, moving my arms. I know you can't see me gesticulating, but that's exactly what I'm doing. And so as these little webs are created, somebody in their wisdom decided that they wouldn't connect them. It's kind of like you might think of it as plugging a plug into a socket, except
mm-hmm.
that you wouldn't plug it all the way in. You would kind of hold it back a little bit.
You just get it kind
and
of
then
close.
You would just kind of hope that the electricity would jump
yep.
from the socket into the plug. That's what our brains are doing. And we have these jillions and trillions of little neurons and these little synapses in between that have to be jumped across. And they don't just do it by themselves. They do it with little things, kind of like little ferry boats, I like to think about, of neurotransmitters. That's the transmitter piece of this.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about the end of one neuron and the beginning of another one, that little neurotransmitter helps that little charge jump the gap. That gap
mm-hmm.
is called the synapse, which I kind of say is kind of like a computer application gone to the dark.
Yeah, can I get one of those on my iPhone?
You can.
A synapse. Oh, that might be a religious thing. Never mind.
Well, as it turns out, there are lots of neurotransmitters. But the three that are considered to be the most important for ADHD, one of them is serotonin. And most of us are pretty familiar with serotonin because it's talked about a lot with antidepressants. A lot of they have SSRI, serotonin reuptake inhibitors. That's the serotonin piece of this. And that does have that's kind of the feel-good neurotransmitter, if you will. And then there's another one called norepinephrine, and that's kind of the attention that kind of helps us pay attention, or in our case, it doesn't help us not pay attention if it's not enough of there. And then there's another one called dopamine, which is kind of the it's kind of the pleasure piece, but it also handles distractibility. But again, how do I remember these names? So I decided that I had to come up with a way to really get that information kind of hardwired into my system with a little synapse thrown in, of course.
Well, so can I stop for a second?
Please.
For our visual crowd out there, if you go to attentiontalkradio.com
yep.
and you pull this thing up, you actually can see a great picture of Linda, and you can see the caricatures that she's
exactly.
all put together. And they're great characters. So you have a face now.
A face for the neurotransmitters. So I decided that we would call serotonin, which is spelled S-E-R-O-T-O-N-I-N. But I decided I would call her Sarah, as in the name Sarah,
yep.
and her last name would be
Tonin,
as in kind of like a Tonette permanent if you lived that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then dopamine would be Mr. Dope A, mean, M-E-A-N, although I got to tell you that he doesn't live up to his name because dopamine is like the wild and crazy guy like Steve Martin used to be with the arrow through his head and he's got the flippers and the whole business. And
the
then
wild
Nora,
and crazy guy, right?
Exactly. I mean, he's the pleasure center, and we'll talk about what that pleasure center means in a minute because dopamine is the good guy and sometimes not such a good guy if we don't have enough of it. And then the final character is kind of more prim and proper if you've gone to the website to see what the pictures, the color little caricatures are. She's Nora Penn-Ephrine, and I know it's not the exact pronunciation because it's norepinephrine, but that's the best way I could remember. It was Nora, and then the middle name of Penn, P-E-N-N-E, and then Ephrine being kind of like Ephren Zimbalist Jr. or something like that. So she's kind of prim and proper. She's the neurotransmitter that helps us pay attention or not pay attention in some of the cases with ADHD. So we have three of them. We have Mr. Dopamine. We have Ms. Serotonin, our friend and happy gal, hopefully. And then we have norepinephrine, or norepinephrine is actually how you pronounce it. Does that make sense, Jeff?
It makes a ton of sense, and your caricatures are great because dopamine, literally, in your picture, he's got a little cocktail, the Steve Martin arrow through the head, the flippers, you know, the party animal. And then you got Ms. Ephrine, who's like the prim and proper. She's all kind of put together. And Mrs. Tonin, who's kind of like she's the more emotional side and kind of all over the place. And you've got a great picture to actually start to see these things. And as you said, they kind of ferry boats to kind of help these electrical things go back and forth for the socket that doesn't actually get plugged in.
Exactly.
Kind of strange. So I tell you what, we need to take a little bit of a break. And we'll come back to delve in this a little bit more. But before we do, for those that want to contact Linda, learn more about her and her network, and or want to buy the book, just go to www.addiva.net. Did I get that right?
Yeah, it's ADDIVA, as in diva.
Diva, that's right, .net.
Thanks.
Excuse me. With that, we'll be right back.
Your life, your world. Your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
ADHD. Is it real? How is it diagnosed? How do I know if I have it or if my children have it? Do you outgrow it? You have questions and we have answers. We're CHAD, a national organization made up of professionals, parents, educators, and of course, those with ADHD. So if you want real answers to your questions, join CHAD at www.chadd.org. Or call us at 800-233-4050.
You deserve the best-trained ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
I'm Jeff Copper, host of Attention Talk Radio, here to talk to you about CopyTalk.com, a voice dictation service. This is not just some voice dictation software. It's a real dictation service by people who type whatever you want. When I need to document something, all I do is hit speed dial on my cell or work phone and start speaking. The folks at CopyTalk will type it up and email it back to me that day. The best part is I can dictate as many 4-minute messages as I want, all for one flat monthly fee. Go to copytalk.com/ATR, enter Jeff Copper as the referrer's name, and sign up for the free trial account today. If you tell them I sent you, then you'll get $20 off the monthly subscription for as long as you keep the service.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is TimeTimer.com.
This is your ADHD information station, Attention Talk Radio. You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. With us in our virtual studio is Linda Rogley and her guest tonight, Mr. Mean, Mrs. Ephrine, and Mrs. Tonin.
Absolutely. and they're not saying much. I'm speaking for them.
Yeah. You know, I have to tell you, at the end of Chapter 3, you have this, and I'm going to read this because this is funny because it's almost like Miss Penephrine was kind of going in. You quoted that Dr. Hallowell recanted a particular female patient who arrived for an evaluation impeccably dressed, And she told Dr. Hollowell, I guess, about her symptoms, and at the end of the session was waiting for him to say, you know, what's the deal, and he agreed that she had ADHD when he was done, thanked him, put on her coat. And when Dr. Hollowell said, you know, well, do you want to make another appointment? She said, oh, no, I just wanted to kind of validate, and he never heard from her again.
Yeah.
Sound like Mrs. Efron was walking in, Miss Prim and Property. Is that what I got? Yeah, okay, that's fine. I just want to know, and off I go.
I'm out of here. Exactly. And, you know, there actually is some relief in knowing what it is. I really do believe that, and I think
uh-huh.
that's what happens. I mean, I'm sure you find this is true for your coaching as well, Jeff. But when coaching clients come in, it's kind of a, oh, thank gosh. But then there's an immediate reaction on top of that that's, okay, that's what it is, but now what? You know, so now what do I do about it kind of thing. And I think that for me at least, I should speak for myself, there was a really deep need to understand what was going on in my brain. And the truth is that no matter as much as we know about what's going on in the brain with these neurotransmitters and all the prefrontal cortex, that PFC stuff and all that jazz, the part of the brain right behind your forehead, the white part of your forehead, which is responsible for that executive function, or in my case, the less executive function for sometimes, we don't really know enough about what goes on. So, for instance, I mean, we talked about three neurotransmitters, but to be honest with you, serotonin doesn't play a big, big role in ADHD, but now they're deciding that there's another part, another one of those chemicals in our brain called GABA, that's capital G-A-B-A, that I don't mention in the book, but that's becoming a little a more to the forefront. And I guess what I really want to make sure people understand today, and again, I will disclaim this again, I am not a medical doctor. I'm married to a medical doctor, but it doesn't count. I don't get his information just because I'm married to him. It's not osmosis.
Uh-huh.
What I really want to emphasize for anybody, ADHD or not, this is about balance. It's about having the right proportion of neurotransmitters, making sure that those synapses are jumped in the appropriate amounts. Because if you have too much dopamine, you're going to get jittery and all that kind of stuff, which is kind of the effect that you have if you take too much stimulant, for instance, because a lot of times stimulants will boost that dopamine. If you have too little dopamine, your brain will cry uncle and say, I want to get some more, which is one reason, and often that's true with ADHD, we go out and seek risk-taking behaviors because that pumps up our dopamine levels.
Yep.
Another thing that pumps up our dopamine levels, unfortunately, are things like caffeine, but, you know, and sometimes it's worse to find that things like cocaine and other kinds of drugs also bump up those things, which is dopamine kind of falls into the, oh, my gosh, I can become an addict because our brains need that dopamine. But the truth is we need a balance. We need all of those neurotransmitters, not just those four that we've mentioned today, but a lot of they all need to be in balance. And they can be out of balance for anyone. If you have depression issues, serotonin is out of balance.
Yep.
And I also want to mention, because, of course, my book is about women in particular, and so I talk about hormones in the book having an effect on the dopamine, on the neurotransmitter cycle. Estrogen, for instance, sits on the receptor site of the neurotransmitter, so as the little neurotransmitters kind of jump the gap, if you will, the estrogen's standing over there saying, come to mama, baby, come to mama, and kind of are encouraging them. But when you have when you have estrogen dropping, as it does every menstrual cycle and permanently at menopause, then you don't have that little boost. So that's one reason that sometimes, you seem to feel better when you have more estrogen in your body, and sometimes women do better when they do hormone replacement, which I'm not advocating. I'm just saying that that's a possibility. So testosterone also plays an issue on neurotransmitters. And surprisingly, I was very surprised to learn recently that testosterone actually has a calming effect, where you might think testosterone would be that aggressive hormone, but it actually can have a calming effect.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of really fascinating things going on, and we don't know enough. Don't you wish you could just get in there and find out all the mysteries, and then we can figure it all out?
That's right. Well, while we're here, I do want to do some things that, as our most frequent guest.
Oh, he warned me about this.
I'm starting to like put things together, and it's funny for particularly women out there, but not just that. If you're interested in learning more on this topic, I got a couple shows to recommend you. Last week we had Dr. Patricia Quinn on the show talking about the impact. I mean, ADHD in girls and women and how it manifests differently. And I had a lot of ahas in that show. I was very thankful that I had her on. But we talk about women and how they're different. I don't know if everybody realizes the plumbing's different between men and women. The hormones are different. So it would make some sense that ADHD manifests itself a little bit differently. But we also had Dr. Charles Parker on November the 9th talking about paying attention to the meds that help you pay attention. And in that show, we were talking about all the things that really can impact the effectiveness of stimulants and stuff and how they can impact norepinephrine, misotonin, and Mr. Dopamine. Also, I would like to point out that we had Linda back on the show. This kind of goes back to January 1st, 2010, talking about coaching ADHD divas in this kind of space. So, again, if you're interested, I encourage you to go back and listen to those shows. Now, one other thing that I wanted to highlight in a big way, and we didn't talk about this at all, Linda, is that when it comes to ADHD, and you're talking about fundamentally how do you work with those, the thing is they can pay attention to what they're interested in. And we had Dr. She's from Purdue University. I'll remember her name in a second. A couple of years ago, they said, when you're working with those with ADHD, you need to use metaphors, but make them as disgusting or gross, as extreme as you can, because it stimulates your mind. Yeah. And what I want to highlight here is what Linda did is she took the chapter, formerly known as, we're going to skip over this, and she brought characters and she brought life to this, and we have faces that you can kind of go and see. And I just want to illustrate how what she did in her book is what is the way to reach those with ADHD, because she took something that was relatively boring and she made it fun, enlightening, stimulating, and now we have a working way of thinking about this.
Yeah, and that's what I had to do for me, and I decided that I just very egotistically decided that if it worked for me, it might work for somebody else. And when I created, and the book, by the way, is Confessions of an ADD Diva, Midlife in the Nonlinear Lane. However, it is for women, but I have reviews on Amazon from men, and I also have reviews from women who are in their 20s and 30s who say that there's lots of information in there for them as well. So I don't want to, even though if I targeted it for that, because I do have a chapter on menopause in there, I do want to mention that. But I do want to go back to, if you don't mind, Jeff,
yep.
We talked about how do we get from, let's leave this out, and why is this is the boring part I want to skip over, to Hot Fudge Sunday. And I do want to explain what ADD Hot Fudge Sunday is about.
I tell you what, Lynn, can we do that? Can we jump
oh,
on
yes,
that right
yes,
when we
yes,
come back?
Please.
We need to run to break, so when we come back, we'll talk about that leap of faith.
Yeah, really.
And before we go, just a reminder, to learn more, to get the book, or to contact Linda, just go to addiva.net, and with that, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Do you have something those with ADHD need? Advertise on Attention Talk Radio. We are a narrowcast, internet-based radio show targeting those with or impacted by ADHD. To learn more about advertising opportunities, email attention@attentiontalkradio.com.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Attention Talk Radio. We've got Linda Rogley in the house, and we're having a spirited discussion. We're actually having a blast this holiday season, talking about neurotransmitters of all things. And I was really trying to point out before the break that if you take something really, really boring and make it really stimulating, those with ADHD can pay attention to it. And actually, if you put a face to it, it makes it easier for them to pay attention to it. So for all of our educators out there, if you can take note of this, you can really help those in your classroom by getting a little creative with what you do. And with that, before the break, Linda, you had something you want to explain, which I'm sure is very creative too. So can we dive into that real quick?
Sure. I just talked about the fact that it was a hot fudge. ADHD can be a hot fudge sundae, and that's because, as you probably know, there are three types of ADHD, at least in the DSM-4. There is the primarily inattentive type, and there's primarily hyperactive type, and then there's the combined type. So I decided that if the inattentive type was kind of slow and cool and kind of, you know, dreamy, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And the hyperactive type was kind of ta-ta-ta-ta, you know, clicking your pen and, you know, wiggling your feet and all that kind of good stuff and texting under the table and stuff. Then if you combine them, you might have kind of a hot fudge sundae kind of ADHD. You'd have kind of alternately hot and cold, hyper-focused but then distracted, energized and lethargic, that kind of thing. So it's kind of, they're not exactly opposite, but that's how I came up with the hot fudge sundae. So I just wanted to throw that in there so that people wouldn't think, hot fudge sundae, is this a cookbook? It's not a cookbook. Trust me on this.
So it was, gosh, it was a little over a month ago. We were at the CHAD conference in Orlando,
mm-hmm.
running around saying hi to all my friends, trying to get my pictures with them. And then I see Linda. Hey, Linda, listen, can we get our picture together? And so I'm holding the phone out, my iPhone, and flipping the thing around, and I take a picture, and all of a sudden she plants one right on my cheek. And I mean, I'm hooking with Dr. Tuckman, and I see Sarkis and David Gwork and Jody Sleeper Triplett, but Linda's the only one that just sits there and plants one on my cheek. So I got.
You mean they didn't kiss you? Come on. What's
wrong
with them?
I got to ask you, was I being kissed by a woman or dopamine?
Oh, I have no comment on that. I plead the fifth. But I do want to mention something to you, though. You said something earlier when you were introducing me about AD divas read 5 books at a time.
Uh-huh.
And we do read 5 books at a time often, as a lot of ADD folks do. But mostly we don't finish the books, which is why in the Confessions book I did try to do what you're talking about. And I think it's important not only for educators but for people who write books, for coaches, for anybody, for parents, for people who live with folks with ADHD to make things really concrete. I made the book, I put pictures in the book so people would be able to, you know, have something to look at. But I also made it lots of white space, not cluttered. I paid lots of money extra to have the book made a little bit bigger. I made very short chapters. I made the words easy to read. Now, that doesn't mean I dumbed it down. That's not what this is about. But it is about being very specific and interesting. You know, it was some of the book parts of the book are funny. Some of them aren't. Some of them are kind of semi-tragic, you know, because life is not always easy with ADHD, nor is it with anything else. But I just think it's important to note that, you know, finishing something is really important, so I tried to make it really easy. You can finish my book in a day and a half if you read straight through it. And I've had people say that they took it to the beach. It was actually a beach book, which is, I don't know if that's a compliment or an insult, but
oh,
whatever.
That's a compliment. Speaking of that, in our chat room, AD Diva Janie, thank you very much. On my comment of why she kissed me, she says, it's because you're cute.
Yes, indeed, and she was there with me.
I don't know about that. By the way, I got a little bit of grief from my wife on that.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I explained what's going on. But I want to go back to your comment about this being easy to read, because Dr. Tuckman's been on the show. I was with him. He didn't kiss me, thank God, because I didn't want to kiss from him. But actually, on the back of your book, he said this. His quote after reading this may be the first book that you actually finish, and then you'll be sorry to see it end. Linda will be the best new friend you ever had, and I think that really kind of sums it up. Not to mention Nancy Rady, who says it's a page turn, it's captivating, it's validating, it's honest, it's humorous. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to bring you on the show to talk about the neurotransmitters, because I thought it was kind of fun, it was really kind of cute. But really the point of the show was, because this show is about attention, and what's obvious is a function of what you pay attention to. And what you did in this book is you had a lot of fun, humorously, illustrating this stuff, and at the top of the show we did say, hey, listen, you're not a mental health professional, but for all of us who aren't and need a working knowledge and need something practically that we can pay attention to and understand it, that's what I think you accomplished with this book, and that's really the reason I wanted to have you on the show, and that's really what I wanted to highlight is if you're creative and you put these things together in the right type of way, it can work for you individually as an ADDer, and for those who don't, focus on being creative and having fun, because it comes out in this book, and now I got a name and a face for all these neurotransmitters that I had no clue before.
Yeah, I'm glad. I appreciate that. And I'm you know, the thing is, it worked for me, so I finally got it too. And I really encourage everybody, whatever you're working with, whether it's, you know, neurotransmitters or whether you're trying to figure out your medications. I mean, I had a hard, really hard time trying to remember how to pronounce methylphenidate. I mean, methylphenidate, I just kind of go, bleh, bleh, bleh. I couldn't get it. So it took me a long time to get this stuff, and I'm not stupid, so I know I can figure this out, but there's a lot of complex stuff in the brain, and I think we just need to make it more user-friendly, and that's what I hope we did here, and I hope that you can do that for your own life as well. Figure out what works for you. That's what this is all about. What works for you is exactly what works.
If the obvious solution isn't working for you, you're paying attention to the wrong thing. You should be paying attention to the way it works for you.
Bingo.
And with that, I have to tell you, Linda, thanks again for coming on the show. It's been a blast. We'll have to schedule number 5 and keep you as our frequent flyer. I got to come up with a name for that. But before we go, real quickly, to learn more about Linda, her network, the book, or to contact her, go to addiva.net. And with that, catch us next week for another edition of Attention Talk Radio. Thanks, everybody.